Did you ever meet someone famous? Did you immediately recognize them? Or did someone have to nudge you and point out the fact? Today's story is about one of those encounters and the delightful story that can unfold when you never knew you were talking to a big shot. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
None of us ever thought that the fire had this breadth and scope to it and that it could do what it did.
The flames consumed ranches, thousands of miles of fencing, homes, livestock, and the lives of brave ranchers.
I actually think in the eyes of those who were affected, it's worse now than it was when it was burning. Because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
Farmers from across the country are now helping these ranchers rebuild with hay, fencing, friendship, and labor. But more is needed, and you can help. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
In the early 1980s, George Lehrer was one of the assistant producers at Muscle Shoals Sound Studio. He was around some of the biggest artists and hits of the day, but one of his most interesting encounters was with a man tied to the biggest music stars in the world.
Dr. Hook was there doing a song for a movie soundtrack, and the producer was George Martin, who produced the Beatles, all the Beatles material.
Martin was coming to town to work on some music at the studio. George was asked to help out with his arrival.
And he flew into the airport in Muscle Shoals, and I was told to go out and pick up George Martin. Well, I went out and picked up George Martin, told him the history of Muscle Shoals. I'm a historian by trade.
George had given Mr. Martin with the Beatles quite the tour, explaining all the music history of the place. Martin was probably impressed, but George was more impressed once he delivered the producer to the sound production site.
Got back to the studio, and everybody said, well, what did you guys talk about? You know, what did he tell you about the Beatles? And I said, what do you mean? I didn't know who George Martin was.
But perhaps that fact was not all bad. Mr. Martin certainly got a conversation that he never had before. At least that's the way George Lehrer looks at it.
Maybe I missed out on an opportunity, but I think he enjoyed the trip and without being asked a lot of questions about the Beatles.
There's plenty of music history in this area to keep someone busy for days. And it's not all history. Much music production and live performances can be found here yet today. Traveling the countryside in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.